Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Bush Foundation has announced its 2017 fellows. I talked this week with Heather Dawn Thompson, Vaughn Vargas, and Tyler Reed. Now, let's meet Tyler Reed. Welcome to In the Moment, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Pretty exciting news. How did you find out?
Well, I found out through an email. We knew when to expect the emails, so I was working third grade tours, I believe, at the time, so it was kind of hectic, but I had my eye on my phone quite a bit throughout the day. And when the email came, I remember grabbing my mouth and then kind of hyperventilating a bit and going outside to go call my wife and let her know.
You could have let the third graders know. They would have been all excited with you, probably. They wouldn't know what it was, though. They wouldn't quite get it.
No. They're there to see art. They don't care about the...
Better to tell your wife first, probably, too.
Absolutely, yes.
So what kind of inspired you to dig into the process of applying for a Bush Fellowship?
Well, there were actually a lot of things. I, being the community engagement coordinator for the Rapid City Arts Council, I'm frequently collaborating with different groups and organizations on a variety of projects. And one thing that I discovered was just how many people were connected to the foundation, and so there was kind of an ongoing influence there. And from there, I worked with some people specifically who really encouraged me to consider applying. One of which I was invited to go to the Bush Connect convention, which is something that they do. Fairly frequent, I think once a year. However, this year they've got a different program going on. In any event, Chris Francis, a mentor of mine, kind of grabbed me off the elevator there in Minneapolis at the reception and basically stuck with me like glue for the entire time to convince me that this was something I needed to do.
Why did you need convincing?
Well, you know, I think I was thinking, I was making a great deal of effort, but I was thinking very localized at the time.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, you know, Chris really encouraged me to think on a larger scale, consider the impact that I could have on the Midwest versus just Rapid City. And so, you know, to apply for a fellowship like that is putting yourself out there for on a really big level, and
right.
That was something I had never done before. So
yeah.
It took a little bit of convincing, and then I went for it.
All right. So are you embarking on this with you know, relief and excitement, or is there a bit of trepidation there then?
A great deal of excitement.
Yeah.
I really feel like this experience has been very validating. It's taught me a lot about what I'm capable of. It's been a long process.
Yeah.
You know, we started with the initial application in late July, I believe. So to make it through the process, each step was kind of more of an affirmation that this is something that I could do and achieve. And so at this point, I'm really excited to go forward with the work and reach out and touch other communities.
Tell me what you're going to do. What's next?
Well, my focus kind of revolves around kind of a three-pronged thing. My heart and soul really is with public art spaces because of how the one here in Rapid City, Art Alley, has really changed the course of my life.
Mm.
And I would like to increase the capacity of public art spaces, not only Art Alley, but also to connect with other communities throughout the Midwest and help them create their own. I would like to kind of champion these spaces as somewhere that people can develop more respectful and empathetic avenues of communication, sharing ideas in a way that typically we don't share through things like social media, where it becomes more like just screaming heads at times. Mm-hmm. So that's something I really want to do, as well as providing more further opportunities for artists using those spaces to increase their quality of life.
So give me an idea how something like Art Alley and that particular kind of public art space really works.
Well, there's the shiny exterior, which is the part that most people understand about Art Alley. It's a great attraction for our community. People can take pictures and just enjoy the space itself. But it works on a much deeper level than that, I think, for the artists and some of the people who do come in and spend an extended period of time in that space. For me, you know, when I first came to Rapid City, I was working as a manual laborer, 10 and 12 hour days. I didn't really interact or have any sense of community. It just wasn't something that was available to me. And then I started painting in Art Alley, and people would come up and ask me questions and want to know more about my art. And it gave me the opportunity to meet the community and express myself further. And it really gave me a sense of self. So I think that's the real important part of what public art spaces do.
Yeah.
They help us communicate and meet our communities and become more engaged and a part of them.
So as a graffiti artist or as an artist in general, there's a temptation to think of that as an individual act or an isolated, introverted, or private act of creating art. And you found sort of the opposite through the public art space.
Indeed, that is the power of public art spaces. My artwork upon arriving here was very much what you described. It was very personal. It was all about me. And working in a public art space and meeting people and hearing how my work impacted them, whether positively or negatively, really changed the direction and the concept of what I was doing, and I realized that I had the potential to work on a much larger scale and kind of be an ambassador for the art form. I was also, graffiti art not being really an art form that was expressed here that much in 2005. It was an opportunity. I started mentoring a lot of youth that were interested in learning the art form, and I realized at that point, because of my advanced age in the art, I've been painting since 1992 in Seattle, where I grew up, and I realized that I had the opportunity to make a larger impact than just teaching kids how to make cool letters, that maybe we could use our art as a voice and a way of empowering and creating new leaders.
Yeah. Did that happen? Was there a light bulb moment where that sort of clicked into place for you, or was it a gradual shift in how you saw yourself, your art, and your community?
I think it was a little bit of both. There were many light bulb moments along the way, some very impactful experiences that I've had that, really stir me to this day when I think about them. But it was also a very gradual process. I think at first, a lot of times I was an ambassador for the art form just to prove them wrong, because I didn't like some of the preconceived notions that people had about the art form that I loved. When I first started out here in Rapid, often the first thing that was asked is, so what gang are you in? And it was because I was doing letter-based art. And that kind of weirded me out. So I kind of I did my best to be open and welcoming and kind of prove some of their assumptions wrong. And through that, I started to actually become a more positive and focused person.
Do you think a public art space similar to Rapid City's Art Alley or another model fits in a rural community as well? Can it help? Can that model be transferred to a smaller population base?
Absolutely. I think one of the most exciting projects I've worked on was when I got the opportunity to play a very small part in the creation of Wanietuwawapi Art Park in on the Cheyenne River Youth or Cheyenne River Reservation as part of the Cheyenne River Youth Projects initiative that they created. They created a space, and that space is now world-renowned. They have had artists come from not only here in America, but as far as away as Switzerland. And that's really something that strikes close to my heart and something I want to work on, particularly in the second year of my fellowship, is helping reservation communities and more rural communities create their own spaces and achieve a networked form of communication between sure. those spaces.
All right. Tyler Reed, anything you want to say about the Bush Fellowship itself and sort of the opportunity that it provides for the region?
Yeah, it's quite the amazing program. I'm just incredibly thankful and honored by the opportunity, and I look forward to meeting the other leaders mm-hmm. that they've selected for this project, and I know good things will come of it.
That's Tyler Reed, one of three Bush Fellows from South Dakota for 2017. You can see all the fellows and hear their stories by logging on to bushfoundation.org.